Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGE Radio. It is 10. Today's date. 22 it is. Is it 22? I think it is definitely 22. So 10/22/2012. Halloween's right around the corner. Yeah, I was out with my little ones getting the pumpkins, going to the pumpkin patches. I already carved one pumpkin. And let me tell you, I Halloween is one of my favorite holidays of the year because I just love the tricks with the kids. You know, I'm all for the kids. So it's just funny this year. I surprised the little ones with one of the biggest pumpkins I have ever bought in my life. I tell you, this thing is big. You can literally put about 5 or 6 different carvings on it. That's all I'm going to say. So we haven't carved it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. But definitely happy Halloween to all of you guys. It's up and coming. I hope you are getting your pumpkins, getting all your costumes together. Exciting time of the year, especially here in San Diego where I am at right now. And it is 3:01 where I am and 6:01 Atlanta and 5 p.m. where our guest of today is at, and that's in Memphis, Tennessee. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat as always. You got to join as a free member, and you should, because you want to keep in the loop of all the great things going on with Build, Grow, and Enjoy across the nation, from Los Angeles to San Diego to Houston to Palm Beach, Florida to New York. I mean, just all around the nation. And, you know, we're trying to tap in. Eventually, we may be tapping in into some countries abroad. We have a big listening audience and, you know, across the globe, but definitely just tapping in, getting those visuals, if you know what I'm saying. So just going to leave it at that. But tweet me, at Kalithia. Tweet me questions or, you know, tweet me, you know, whatever you suggest or things or ideas, because there's so much that we're doing. The Community Engagement Project is coming, and that's basically organization that creating foundation in support of youth empowerment and women empowerment. I'm not going to give out the details because we're still in the midst of planning and pulling all together. It is based in Atlanta, and it will be based in Atlanta, but reaching out to communities across the nation. Partnering up with a very, very well-known record label executive and owner and producer. Pretty much not just, you know, in that music piece, to give these kids resources to enhance their careers, but to also, you know, the talent of just dancing, you know, acting. I mean, literally the vision that's, you know, about to come to life is like a giant YMCA, but in the entertainment business and education. So it's going to be awesome. Going to have a lot of speakers come in. This is the vision. Partnering up with the SCLC out in Atlanta to get the community involved and to really be in support of stopping the youth violence and getting our children back engaged into the things that we as kids, you know, used to enjoy, and that's just, you know, learning and enjoying the things that we love to do. So more information is to come with that on the Community Engagement Project. You can keep in the loop of that on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com as we are in the midst, like I say, as planning all that out. Also, wanted to mention a couple more things before we get to today's guest. Want to make sure that you guys get on over to the Croc Center. You know, those are my favorite people over there. Awesome, awesome. Ikeen Mbaka, who is the director of the center. They have great, great programs in support of youths in the community and just the community overall. They have a personal productivity seminars that's up and coming, free overview starts October the 23rd, which is tomorrow, 5 to 6 p.m., free dinner, free overview of the new pilot program that they're putting out in the community. It's pretty much, it's a $150 value seminar. that's being offered at the Kroc Center for only $5. So you guys definitely get on over there and take advantage of that. In these times, it's always great to get into courses and educate yourself on how to make you, you know, better at, you know, in your life, to thrive. You know, these days we are creating our own opportunities, more entrepreneurs than ever before, because, you know, after the market crash and just, you know, that new way of seeing things in America. And speaking of, you know, bringing opportunity, going to have a new show coming to BGE. Ex-president of a very well-known bank in Georgia, CEO, Money Minutes. He'll be on every Friday, 3 p.m. We're still debating about the time, but I think 3 p.m. is a great time. Quick 15-minute show where he'll be coming on with his expertise to empower entrepreneurs with financial knowledge, tools, and strategies to prosper, because as you guys know, that's what Build, Grow, and Enjoy is about. We are about bringing the community together and making it as one to create that opportunity for one another. So we're excited to have Charles Green to join the BGE team. Actually, you guys know Charles Green has been on Build, Grow, and Enjoy a couple of times, sharing his expertise with the small business finance institutions. Guy is sharp, you know, a key player in the finance game. You know, me and him come from the same background, so you know it's my element. But for more information, you can check out Charles, and that's on www.sbfi.org. So on to our guest of today. And I, before I announce him, I'm so happy to have him on the air, because I can just imagine what the feeling was when we had the Morehouse College live music showcase in Atlanta on August 25th, and he was actually a selected participant, but due to unfortunate events, he was unable to perform. And it was just so me and his, you know, his manager was like, oh my God, this is not happening. But today is a new dawn, new day, a great day, and I'm just excited to have him, because he's just an awesome, talented young man and got a good following himself. But, you know, he's rocking it straight and live from Memphis, Tennessee, 11-year-old rapper, dancer, Demetrius Dotson, better known as his stage name, D3. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, D3.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. Now, you know, I didn't mean to put you out there like that, but I just wanted to say, you feeling better now? Because I know it disappointed you couldn't perform at the showcase.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Demetrius, go ahead and tell everyone. Or should I say D3? Because, you know, y'all, I gotta, you know, even though, you know, I'm the adult on the phone along with your manager, I still got to show that, you know, entertainment respect. So what is the name you want me to call you on this interview, Demetrius?
D3.
All right. Okay, D3. Let everyone know a little about you, your age, what inspired you to get into the music industry, and a little bit of, you know, things that's going on with you out in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, the Lord inspired me. I want to give back the gift He had given me. And I'm 11 years old.
Say that one more time. Your phone was.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Your phone was kind of messing up. Say it again.
I'm 11 years old, a gospel rapper from Memphis, Tennessee, and the Lord inspired me. I want to give back the gifts and the talents He has blessed me with to give all to Him.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that. Now, you've been performing since the age of 7.
Yes, ma'am.
So what are some of the songs you used to sing about at 7? I mean, rapping. I mean, you got swag.
Super, I'm So Loud, Converse, I Need You, and Going In. And there's a few of my songs.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to what are some of the new things that's going on with you now in Memphis? I know you're very comfortable doing shows. Are you on the road? What are some of the great things going on with you now?
Well, I'm opening up for Jacob Lattimore, and I also have a concert on Halloween.
Okay. So you got a little bit going on. You got a lot that's going on. Now, is your manager on the phone, Marwan? Are you here?
Yes, I am on the phone listening.
Okay. I am good. And just tell everyone a little bit of who you are, the name of your company, because, you know, you represent this great talent, and I want everyone to know who you are and what you guys have going on also as a company.
Okay, as you stated, my name is Marwan, M-A-R-W-A-N. I'm the owner and CEO of Strong Cloud Management and Entertainment. Right now, we're currently dealing with D3, like you said, a young 11-year-old gospel rapper / dancer. He's currently got us just very busy right now, in and out of town, winning different award shows and things of that nature. Right now, like I said, we got him to open up a Jacob Lattimore with a company called Hear the Hood. It's a foundation here in the Memphis Bay that specializes in teen bullying, trying to stop the bullying. Also, just pretty much just trying to push D3, get him to where he want to be as a child, and still try to let him have the opportunity to be a child at the same time, which can be a challenge sometimes.
Right. Right. Yeah, definitely. It's a challenge in business. Now, are you also his father? Are you his father or?
Yes, I'm also his dad.
So you a daddy? What they call it, a dadometer? I don't know how to say that. I know the mometer is. What's the name for the dad?
it's not combined. It's dad and his manager. I gotta keep both of them separated.
Right. You know, it's funny you mention that because Sonya Norwood, and you know who she is, Brandy Ray J's mother, I think she's an awesome manager, you know, when it comes to the industry. She don't take no stuff because that's the way you got to be, especially in Hollywood. But she actually has webinars that's going to be coming out focusing on her brand as a mom and a manager. And I thought that was awesome. I was looking at her tweets today, and she has a new site up. But I just had to throw that out there since we were on that issue. But what are some of the challenges, I can say, as a dad and as a manager to D3 that you have had to overcome in managing a child in the entertainment industry?
So the major challenge would be just separating the things as a manager will want versus the things that a dad shouldn't allow or kind of dealing with different people, because sometimes you run across people that don't have the best interest. And you gotta sometimes keep that part of professionalism as a manager versus as a dad. They, you know, kind of, you know, you're not comfortable trying to get angry or you know, just dealing with certain people. Because I learned since we've been doing this, dealing with D3, we come across a lot of different people, and they all don't have the best interest. And if you're not careful, it can get to you as a parent, especially dealing with a young child. And when you see that child feeling hurt, or that child get sad, or that excitement get dropped down of something that wasn't going to happen at the beginning. But as a manager, you know, just you got, like I said, you got to keep that manager and dad separated, so you won't get caught up in the negative, so you won't get caught up in the hype or things that's not best for D3 as a child.
Right. Good advice. Great advice. Well, we're going to play one of D3 songs. And callers, I see you guys out there. You guys have bomb rushed at the lines. I'm definitely going to open it up after we play one of D3's first songs So you guys can hear some of his talent, and then we'll take some calls after we play this. And the first song we are going to play, Marwan, is, I have it marked on here, it's going to be Going In, correct?
Yes.
All right, everyone, here you go. D3, Going In.
I'm D3, homie, and I'm going in. I do it for my God, cause he a man. People look at me funny, they just don't understand. Wanna do big things for the kingdom, man. I'm only 10, but I'm still going in. A young dude, but I'm doing big things. Represent the kingdom, yeah, I rep Christ. Yep, and got the glory, cause he saved my life. I'm gonna win, homie, and yet they take a loss.
Going In. All right. D3, what inspired you to write and perform that song?
What was that?
I was asking D3. I wanted him to tell us in his words what inspired him to write and perform that song.
I wanted to write a song where you can be a kid and you can still go home to the Lord at the same time.
Amen. Keeping them first. I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to take some of your callers because I know they've been sitting here waiting. They want to send some shots out to you. So let's go ahead and take some callers before we continue with the interview and play some more of your music. Caller 901-7749. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. They kind of. Well, are you there? Maybe they're still here. This might be a little shy. We'll get back to them. Plenty of them. Caller 757-3800. Welcome to Bill Grun and Your Playing.
How you doing today?
How are you? Welcome. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Hanson, Virginia, and my name is DJ I Rock Jesus.
All right, do you have a shot to give out to D3 or a question for his manager or him?
Well, all I want to say is tell him to keep doing what he's doing and keep God first. I'm loving the song, so I really appreciate what he's doing at that young age.
Awesome, awesome. Well, awesome,
I appreciate it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling in, and blessings to you also.
Okay, you too.
Take a few, one more, and then we'll get back into the interview. Hello, caller 9016155. You know, when people sometimes hear their numbers, they're like, I don't want to say nothing. They get so shy. Are you there, caller 9016155, or are you being shy? Okay, D3, I want to ask you a question because I know you were super excited to meet this certain celebrity at a book signing because she's just an awesome person. You know, I call her Thelma. How was that experience?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It was great meeting her. I got to take pictures and I also gave her a CD.
She's an awesome person, isn't she?
Yes, ma'am. And she's pretty.
And very, very beautiful. Extremely beautiful. Well, D3, let everyone know how they can follow you on Twitter. Give me your YouTube and Facebook information.
They can follow me on Facebook at HipHopD3, Twitter, HipHopD3, for booking. They can call 9773. My website is www.hiphopd3.com and my email address is storycloudmanagement@comcast.net.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Marwa, I would like for you to share as a person in the industry, your company's information for those that may be seeking a manager for their youngster or, you know, maybe seasoned talent in your area.
Well, my direct number, like I said, 901-257-9773. That's my line of business. My email address, same as the name, strongcloudmanagement@comcast.net and gmail.com. That's strong like lifting weights and clouds like in the sky. strongcloudmanagement@comcast.net and gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, is there anything else that you guys or, you know, Marwan, that you would like to, well, first D3, is there anything else you'd like to share to the listeners? There are some more callers. We can take more callers, but is there any best practices? Actually, I want you to share this, just like I have been doing with the other participants that have been on air. I want you to share from your perspective, your experience, some great information. Let me see how I can word this. Best practices when they are a young entertainer in the industry, like things you can share with them, what they should and should not do. Give me two top things, a should and a shouldn't.
I was thinking I'm going to say, well, I just want to say that you should keep God first and whatever you do. And whatever you do, make sure that you pray to God for the right things to do, like for performing. Pray to God before you perform and go on stage. And just keep doing it for God.
Awesome. So they should pray, and then they should not pray, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I got you. Marwan, now you, as a manager and as the business piece in the business, I would like you to share a do and a don't to a lot of these parents that are in the industry.
Well, I would say I'm going to go with the negative side first. As a parent that's trying to get their kids into the entertainment world, please let it be your kid's choice. It's no different than a sports activity. You can't force a child to do something that they do not want to do. If you do, it's only going to hinder what you're trying to do. Because if they don't want to do it, they're not going to give it their all, and it will show on stage or anything else that they want to do. Not just rapping or singing. It comes with sports or ballerina or anything. Just believe in your child. Go and believe. Try not to get caught up in your own self of putting your child in a place where you would like for them to be or you want it to be. So that'll be my do not do. No, just trust and believe and rear your child for their belief and want, and help them stick to it. Don't let them stray away of what they want to do. That'll be my don't as a parent. They're trying to be a manager as well. The do is somewhat the same thing. Just support them. Be there for them. Make sure you explain all the things, and don't sell in the hype. If something don't go right, I'm kind of going back to the don't, but if something don't go right, let them know it. Everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to agree with you. Just keep your head up. Just keep encouraging your child or doing what they believe, keeping care of your child, following their dreams. Don't let no one speak to them negatively. Don't let no one throw bad things into their lives. So just stick behind them and just push them and allow them to still be a kid. We don't want to do the Joe Jackson thing. So just let them be a kid or let her be a kid and at the same time push their beliefs, push they talent.
Right. Well, that is great advice shared. And before we conclude this, I just want to say to D3, I want you to know when we were in the stages and I was in the stage of selecting who would, be participating in the Morehouse College Music Live Music Showcase, I want you to know, D3, that the oatmeal got me in your YouTube video. You had my kids. You know, I have a 13-year-old and I have a 4-year-old, and they're artistic kids themselves. And they were like, "Mom, I don't want no oatmeal." I was like, "That's D3." But I definitely want to send my blessings to you both. There's some more callers, so, we have a little more time. I want to make sure your fans, reach out to you and those that are calling in to send the shots out, so I definitely take more calls. But I just wanted to just mention that because I thought it was just so funny and couldn't wait to share that with you. I actually wanted to share that with you when you came to the showcase, but you got it now. So let's take some calls and see what they have to say to you. Caller 901-1662. Welcome to Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. Hello? People shy today. They like, I don't want to get on air. I'm just listening. Caller 901-4724. Welcome to Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. They just want to listen. They don't want to say nothing. And, there's tons of them. Well, we're going to leave it at that. So for those that didn't want to speak, I went through. I got you guys, though. Y'all just want to listen. Y'all want to sit back and hear D3 You know, we're going to play one of his songs as we exit out this interview. I just want to say to D3 and Marwan, it's just absolutely a pleasure to have went through that showcase experience with you guys. Let me tell you, I have never done anything like that in my life, actually. You know, events just fall on me, truthfully, you know, and but I can make it happen. But it was absolutely an experience of a lifetime with the kids and just, you know, seeing the great things that's coming out of, you know, this showcase and what's more to come to the city. So I just want to send my continued blessings to, you know, you both. And I know that I will, you know, we will be having, you know, other events. We are in the process of doing some big things in Atlanta in support of this, because a lot of the leaders that I wasn't aware that were watching the things that I was doing for these youths have come together and is really, you know, taking it to another level to empower our youth. So definitely, you know, D3, don't feel bad. You're going to get your opportunity to shine in Atlanta, and I look forward to meeting you guys in the future.
Okay. I just want to share, I know a lot of your listeners might be wondering, what are you talking about, some oatmeal, where that come from? But like I said, just you can find D3 official video, super. You can even Google him, Hip Hop D3, or just type in on YouTube, D3 official video super. You find all his videos he did live, also the official video on the song that you're about to play called Super. And like I said, check his website out, HipHopD3.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, HipHopD3, along with all the other social sites. And also, like I said, just mention his, we do have his album titled Who Am I on iTunes and all the major social sites that you can find and download on those. And other than that, I appreciate the opportunity of being on this station today, and I thank all the supporters that's listening today, and just look out for D3.
Hello.
Awesome. Go ahead, D3.
I want to say, like my dad said, I want to thank all my supporters and the people that was listening and people that like got good things about my video. And
awesome.
I want to say thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome, and it was a pleasure to have you both. And like I said, I look forward to seeing you guys in the near future.
Okay. Thank you.
And there you guys have it, D3, Memphis, Tennessee, hot young rapper, dancer. You guys get on over to HipHopD3.com. Trust me, you are going to love the video. I mean, swag, that's all I can say. It got me. Morehouse College selected participant. I'm looking forward for great things to come from this young talent. Also follow D3 on Twitter, HipHopD3, at HipHopD3. You can also follow me at Kalithia. Be sure also to join the movement and empowering our youth, empowering our community, educating our community. You guys know that's what Build, Grow, and Enjoy is about. www.buildgrowandenjoy.com. Join as a free member so that you can get the email blast and keep in the loop of the opportunities that are on its way through Atlanta and extended cities. But I'm just excited for, you know, all that's going on. The vision is definitely alive. The movement is in place. And on our next show on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, and I have Nia Sims, Nia, Spoil Queen, Racing to Success Sims, third place selected Morehouse College talent. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful girl. Dancers are off the chain. Just hear how a popular candy brand inspired her to write an awesome, awesome song that, you know, may get the attention of possibly Disney. So it's going to be exciting to have Nia on the air, and that's on at Wednesday at 7 p.m. So you guys have a great, great day. As I always tell you guys, you know, get out, create your own opportunity, and always remember to build, grow, and enjoy. And in concluding, we have D3 Super. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.